Hi, welcome to Compaleo with me. This time we are going to talk about the different types of paleo that we're doing here at the AIM High, Adam and Integrative Medical Health Institute, with our Compaleo with me program. So Dr. Akua Ageman, can you talk about the different types of paleo? Because some people have been asking about, what about vegetarian paleo, vegan paleo, autoimmune paleo? So please share your thoughts about the range of paleo that's available.
Okay. Well, originally paleo was about eating the way our Paleolithic ancestors used to. So meat and veggies and pretty much nothing else. That was the original concept behind paleo. So essentially, it included no grains, no processed foods, no saturated fats, everything as close to what you would find if you were wandering around the brush looking for meat and whatever berries and stuff you would gather in season. Obviously, that's difficult for some people. So various flavors of paleo have come as people have come to like that way of eating, and they've liberalized it in some ways to accommodate various tastes. So for instance, you have people who have autoimmune diseases, you know, chronic fatigue, they have IBS, leaky gut syndrome, they're gluten sensitive and so on and so forth. And those people have basically done a derivative of paleo. So it's still very much based on the principles of meat and veggies, but the types of veggies that they can have, for instance, autoimmune paleo, they don't eat eggs, they don't eat nuts, they don't eat anything that might be hyperallergenic. So definitely no gluten, no cereal types, no grain, no eggs. Dairy is optional, and for some people who are non-dairy, who can't tolerate dairy, they don't include dairy as well. Then you've got vegetarian paleo, which is kind of a another flavor of it, and kind of interesting when you think about the fact that paleo is about meat and veggies primarily, is that they also have different ways of doing types of vegetarian meats that they do their paleo with. So essentially,
still getting protein.
Exactly. Well, they get their proteins from their veggies. So it's a lot of legumes, a lot of beans of various type, nuts, seeds, and then heavy, obviously, on the vegetarian. Now, there are other things. People, some of the patients in the program have asked me, what's the difference between paleo and keto? Keto is much stricter than paleo. So where paleo allows you to liberalize a little bit, you can have fruit on paleo. Keto is strictly about meat and veggies and allowing absolutely no carbs into the diet at all. And the idea is for you to become ketotic, so that your body burns protein, and the protein breakdown products are ketones, and that's what your body uses. So turns out the brain is very good at using ketones as a byproduct that it's very capable of depending on. And when you eat keto, what you do is, because you eat only protein and veggies, the body goes into ketosis because all the breakdown products of the proteins are sitting around, and the body uses these ketones as their energy source. And so you usually have to check your urine to be sure that you are in ketosis, and that's where your sweet spot for keto diet is. If you don't go into ketosis, you're doing paleo, you're not doing keto. So it has to be very strict. You are really allowed absolutely no carbs at all. And it's also a very high fat diet, which is where some people have been a bit, have criticized it a bit, and where a lot of people don't tolerate it for a long period of time. Very good for weight loss, very good for diabetics, but it can be a pretty tough diet to stick with. So I tend to like paleo because you can liberalize paleo a little bit. And so paleo can be more like most people's meat and three veg sort of meal, except that you really have to be careful about where your, you know, carbs come from. So you really shouldn't be having a lot of fruits in if you're doing a full-on paleo, but we liberalize it and have carbs and smoothies with fruit and so on and so forth, which kind of gives you a little bit extra carb and doesn't make you full paleo. There's also primal paleo, which is an even more manly type of paleo, where they really go all out, but where they don't allow carbs at all, don't allow gluten at all. You're allowed to have some dairy. There's alcohol allowed on primal paleo, and so on and so forth, where alcohol and grains and gluten and so on are not really allowed on paleo. So those are the, some of the differences. But generally, if you're doing mostly, I'd say probably 80-90% protein with your veggies, you're kind of doing some form of paleo.
And I get, to me, that makes sense because we're not in Paleolithic times. We're in this current environment and people do have different sensitivities.
So exactly.
Listen to your body and be flexible, but base it on paleo, which is the protein from meats and all the nutrition from fresh vegetables.
It's interesting. Quite a lot of nutritionists will also criticize paleo because they tend to be trained on the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet, the MIND diet, which are all kind of what we've come to know as the healthy food pyramid. So lots of meat, lots of veggies, but you definitely are allowed grain on it. You're allowed eggs, dairy, oils, nuts, seeds. So essentially all food groups is the natural food way to do things, but they basically recommend portion control and low processed foods. The problem with that diet, which we all know we're supposed to be on, is nobody actually ever follows it. Because, you know, the processed foods sneak in, the soda sneak in, the juices sneak in. And so you, you know, before you know it, you're eating a very high carb diet. And that's where most of us have failed in this process to do that.
Yeah.
So that's why I like paleo, because I can specify that no carbs. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you can, because you can have the nuts and seeds, at least you can get some variety there. You can have your dairy if you want your, and it's whole milk, not skim milk, for the people who can tolerate milk, and you can have eggs on that as well. So that's where I come from. So I think it's less restrictive, but because of the limitation of carbs not being allowed and grains not being allowed, you get your weight loss, you get your low sugar, you get your low insulin, which is what we're trying to achieve, the wellness we're trying to achieve.